The average family farm income dropped by almost 60% in 2023 to just under €20,000. The figures are contained in the latest Chagask National Farm Survey, which is published today. Dairy and tillage farms in particular experienced steep reductions in farm income last year, some of which was exacerbated by bad weather. Senior Research Officer with Chagask, Emma Dillon, joins us. Emma, these falls sound very steep indeed. What happened?
Thanks, Rachel. So I guess we had anticipated this very dramatic fall in farm income in 2023, and the National Farm Survey confirms the extent of that. There was a steep decline because of the sharp drop in milk and cereal prices primarily, the lower production then overall in the year, and the stubbornly high input price environment that we found ourselves in 2023. And that was, as you say, exacerbated by the adverse weather. I guess the 2023 figures need to be taken in the context of 2022. So post-COVID and with the invasion of Ukraine, we were in a highly inflationary environment for both input and output costs. And I suppose what happened in 2023 then was the output prices did not keep a pace with the input prices, and that stubbornly high input price environment created difficulties across all systems, but in particularly the dramatic fall very evident on the dairy and tillage farms.
If we go back 12 months then, was there a big rise in farm incomes in 2022?
Absolutely. We saw record high incomes in 2022 because of those very high global commodity prices, and that fed through to farm gate milk prices that were above average. And also on the tillage, because there was concerns about global supplies of grains, there was upward pressure on prices, and tillage farmers in Ireland would have benefited from that. On the flip side, in 2023, we saw the reverse of that happening. And on the tillage side in particular, the weather woes posed difficulties in terms of the harvest and delayed planting. And to make matters worse, there was downward pressure on the global cereal prices, and that really did cause a lot of problems. Also on the dairy and on the grassland systems, because of the poor weather, it made production costs higher because there was more concentrates fed. Animals were housed earlier and grass didn't grow as well. So a lot of those factors combined to make it a very difficult year on farms.
And yet I have a feeling that many people listening to us at the moment will be saying, hold on a minute there, I didn't notice any fall in prices.
No, but I think that is the nature of the Irish market for dairy in particular. You're very exposed to that global commodity market for powders, and demand very much driven in recent years by China, and a fall off somewhat in that, which really had implications in terms of the dairy. So we're more exposed in those global commodity markets than other countries primarily.
What does this mean then for farmers who've been affected by such a sharp fall in their incomes?
Well, I suppose we do need to take it in context that it is a point in time, and that hopefully we will see some recovery this year, although the weather is posing challenges this year again. I guess one of the interesting aspects of the report is this move in terms of viability and sustainability. So 6 in 10 Irish farms now have an off-farm income source within the household, and 4 in 10 farmers actually work off-farm. So there is that buffer there in terms of an alternative income source.
Yeah, that the other income would be steadier.
Absolutely. And we saw that where a farm is not deemed to be viable, that it is sustained by the off-farm income. And we saw that in the data in 2023.
Emma Dillon, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime on the News at One.